G'day clan, welcome to the Thursday edition of your favourite Rush Hour. We are live and exclusive to South Australia and the world, so we're looking forward for the next 2 hours. We've got lots to get through. There's so much going on. I don't know where to start, but I'll start with Gregory Blewett, who joins us once again on this magnificent Thursday. G'day, Greg.
G'day, Jars. It was a beautiful day today.
Well, now look at it.
Sensational. No, it's coming in. It's coming in tonight, apparently, and we're back to square one with the weather.
Emma G, welcome.
Thank you, Giles. I like how you're expanding your vocabulary every day. I've noticed you're using a different word to describe the weather.
I'm reading a lot more.
Magnificent, are you?
Yeah.
Good on you.
I like reading books.
And we're exclusive to SA.
And the world.
But we're global. Okay. All right.
Now, Greg, chunk lips, we're going to catch up with the chairman of the Adelaide Crows Football Club, John Olsen, very shortly.
Yes, we are.
We need to talk about the meeting last night, the West Torrens Council and the headquarter proposal.
Yep.
And the Crows, well, he wasn't invited.
No.
So we'll ask why he wasn't invited to the 300 residents last night.
And we'll ask him about what they're concerned about. Mm. What's their, you know, what's their beef?
And Isaac Rankin's situation.
Yes.
Getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about trades, what have you got for me, please?
Yeah, well, West Coast has reportedly inquired about Port Adelaide star Dan Houston.
This is that three-way yes, deal North, between, yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
North Melbourne with Jason Horne Francis and Junior Rioli. Now, obviously, I don't think he wants to go anywhere, does he, Dan Houston?
No.
He signed a five-year contract in March. So he's tied to the club till 2027. So
this is where
I don't like it, Jars.
But Greg,
these players are just, they're in
their
holiday
pawns,
and then all of a sudden they get a phone call going, you know what, mate,
see you later.
We've put you up.
All they are is barcodes.
I don't like that.
That's all they are, Greg.
Mm.
All right. All they care about is their top 10 players and they don't really give a stuff about the rest of the group. That's what clubs are all about. No, I'm serious. All they focus
that's
on is their top
fair.
10 players. Well, that's just my opinion.
But it's a bit brutal.
Yes.
And the other news as well is that Matt Crouch could be on the move. Now, his name's gone quiet a little bit in terms of a trade, but apparently the Advertiser are reporting that there's interest from three clubs.
Three now.
And don't be surprised in the next couple of days that Matt Crouch requests a trade.
Well, today, Justin Reid, the Adelaide list manager, says that the Crows are expecting Fisher McCassey to remain at the club next year as the former number six draft pick. And Justin Reid has said Matt Crouch will be at West Lakes in 2023.
Do you believe anything that comes out of anyone's mouth at this stage of the season?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't. Greg.
But
not
at all. Playing little games.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this is all about.
Mm.
Games.
Mm.
But anyway, watch this space.
Yes.
Now, what else we got on the show?
Well, we're going to talk about the Shield game. We met up down at Karen Rolton Oval, didn't
what's
we?
What's happening? So, South Australia take on Victoria, day one.
Yes, South Australia won the toss, elected to bowl.
Yes.
On a pitch where Wes Agar, who we spoke to, he's down at Fine Leg.
Yeah, young said Wesley.
It had weeds on it. He gave Trent Kelly, the curator,
he
wondered if he's been introduced to any Roundup or weed killer.
I said to Merv Agars.
Merv Agars?
Yeah, I said to young Agars.
Wes,
is there a little bit of bounce, a bit of bite for you bowlers this summer? And he goes, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that Karen Rolton down there has been a bit of a batathon. So at the moment, South Australia won the toss, elected to bowl.
Nice.
And we've got the Vicks 6 for 154 jars. So it is a bit of a green top. A little bit of movement, so it'll be tough batting when we get our chance. But let's try and knock them over tonight, and get batting.
Will they bang on the lights? Will the lights come on down there?
Well, if it's...
Because there's still plenty of time.
A little bit overcast.
All right, good stuff.
Mm.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, the Adelaide Football Club Chairman, the Honourable John Olsen.
Good afternoon, John. Welcome to the Global Rush Hour. Thanks for your time, mate.
Afternoon, gents. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we thought we'd check in. Obviously, a lot of trade news happening around the AFL competition, the Adelaide Crows. But I want to talk about the headquarters proposal down at Thebe Oval. Now, last night there was a council meeting held by the West Torrens Council. There's around 300 residents to talk about the proposal. You weren't invited as the chairman of the Adelaide Crows Football Club. Why?
Because it's the council's responsibility under the Local Government Act to undertake a consultation process with their ratepayers. When we go to the next phase, if we're successful in stage one and we move to stage two, stage two is where we take the master plan and develop the master plan. At that stage, we'll be in consultation with some local residents to get their feedback. we're taking on board all the issues, guys, that they're raising at the moment, and a lot of them are being addressed. For example, they talk about access to the oval. Well, currently, Thebe's got a chain mesh fence and padlocks around it.
Mm.
When we move there, that goes, and then with the second oval, there's increased green open space, and other than when the guys are training, it is totally accessible to the local community. So double the size and available.
What are the other concerns, John, do you know? I mean, I've heard traffic management. Is that one of their bigger concerns as well?
Yeah, with parking and traffic management. Now, for parking, for example, under the proposed training and admin centre for the Crows, there's, I think, about 180 car parks underneath, under Croft. So all the staff, the players, etc., that go to training at Theberton Oval will be parking on-site underneath the administration building. So that doesn't impact parking around the area. And we've got other parking spots in place as well. One of the other, misunderstandings is that the King's Reserve that they talk about at the moment, we're not building grandstands or fences or anything around that large open space, the size of the MCG, and that'll be available apart from when the guys are training. And as you know, they train for an hour, 90 minutes on the oval a couple of times a week.
They're hardly there, John, because they're doing basically rehab throughout the week to get ready for a game day over the weekend. So,
exactly right. That's exactly right. I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding about just how much time elite footballers actually are on the deck, as it were, out on the oval. And to your point, they're in rehab, they're doing weights, they're doing training, all in internally. So it's about 60 to 90 minutes, 3 days, 3 days in the week. And of course, Captain's Run takes over one of the days when we go to Adelaide Oval for a Captain's Run prior to the match the following day.
Geez, I should have played footy instead of cricket.
It's a good gig, but you've got to make sure you get a kick, Greg.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Now, John, what about the concerns from the West Torrens residents? They think their homes will be affected with this big proposal. Are you getting any of that type of feedback coming back to you?
No, not directly, right. But what I can tell you is some real estate agents have been on radio over the last month talking about if we go and invest there and open up this green space, upgrade the playground for kids and your skate park at the site,
yep.
That'll actually increase the value of properties in the area.
There you go.
So their individual residence ratepayers, according to the real estate people, asset values will increase. And bear in mind, of the $80, $85 million that we would propose to spend there, $20 million of which we're going to have to borrow to undertake the task, something like $40 to $45 million of the spend is upgrading the ovals, the green open space, and the asset that the community has access to all but all of the time. You know, 80% of the time they'd have access to all of these facilities. And I bet you the West Torrens Council hasn't got in their capital works budget $40 to $45 million to spend to upgrade that area in the future.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine, John.
Hey, John, can I just change tack? And I noticed, I think it was last week that the Crows were the first club to publicly endorse the Tasmanian team. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yep, we took a principled position, and that is Tasmania has been a traditional footy state from year dot. And I don't criticise the enormous expenditure on the eastern seaboard in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane and the four teams on the east coast. I don't criticise that. But if you're going to expand into those areas, do not leave behind a traditional footy state. Yeah. They deserve to be considered. Mm. And if you have a look at the graph, the talent coming out of Tasmania has dropped off significantly in recent years. And it's been about 30 years they've been wanting to have their own license. Mm. And the Tasmanian government is stumping real money. I think it's $12 million for 12 years. That's $144 million. to underpin the start-up and the operation of the footy club. That's never happened before for any AFL club in Australia. And to me and to the Adelaide Footy Club board, this was an opportunity not to be missed, because if you don't take this opportunity, it won't come up again.
Love it.
Good stuff, mate. Before we let you go, I really appreciate your time, John. Isaac Rankin, that deal's going to be done very, very shortly with their by Saturday morning.
I certainly hope so.
Right.
I mean, over the last few months, we've put a lot of effort into this. We want a real focus on that.
Okay.
Isaac coming back underscores Jordan Dawson coming back means the Adelaide Footy Club is now a destination club for South Australians wanting to return home. And that's a great focus, and it'll add real value. Isaac and Jordan in the team add real talent to the team, and that's our quest, to get into finals sooner rather than later.
Keep up the good work. I know the headquarters is time-consuming. I know you can't get a ski out these days, John, because the river's up and about too, isn't it, just quickly?
Yeah, well, when you go up there, never ski on a rising river. It picks up all these sleepers, the logs, the pipes, and everything else floating down there. So if you're barefoot skiing, it doesn't sort of go too well.
It doesn't. All right, mate. Thanks for your time, and we'll speak again.
Good on you. Thanks for the opportunity.
There he is, our chairman of the Adelaide Crows Footy Club, John Olsen. Mate, investment's fantastic. Open green space, upgrading of the new playground. For me, and your real estate, your property in value.
Yeah, but those residents, they just want a bit of clarity.
I understand that.
So ask some questions, no problems with that
either. It's a win-win-win, as far as I'm concerned.
Hopefully. Yeah.
There he is, John Olsen from the Adelaide Crows. This is your rush hour, G.
That's my line.
Sorry, go, G.
This is your rush hour.
That's my line.
Now, Jars, I stumbled over some information regarding your good self today.
You want to be very careful where you go with this.
Interesting intel, we call it.
Just be very careful, because I've got a very good lawyer that's on standby every time we talk.
Which firm is it?
I beg your pardon.
He always goes, I beg your pardon if you have an
answer.
No, that's right.
What have you got, White Teeth?
Okay, well, we said at the top of the show how the Shield game is going on down at Karen Rolton Oval, SA are playing Victoria.
On a green deck.
On a green deck. And I thought, I got home, I actually did a bit of a testing some golf clubs today down at Cooyonga, so I'm getting some little newies. And I went down there this morning, got home. Yeah. And Catherine said, it's a beautiful day. Get these boys out of the house.
Yes, she did.
Nice sunny morning.
Yeah, I said, get them down the oval.
And I was thinking of heading down to a billabong where we went the other day with the boys trying to catch frogs and all that. They loved
That's
it.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then I thought, you know what? The Shield game's going on down at Car- I'm going to take the boys are starting to get into cricket. So I head down there, park the car. First person I run into is Andrew Capel, who writes for the Advertiser. Now, he says to me, he goes, hey, what about you mentioning the West Torrens District Cricket Club last night, how we get all the imports from interstate? And he was on to me, and I'm like,
I don't know why he said that.
And I said, well, you do. You just load up.
No,
and he goes, that's Port
incorrect.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
And he didn't mind me mentioning his name, so that's why I have. But also, he went on to say, and what about Jars mentioning this on the show last night?
I received a lovely email from Kent Sendy. Kent Sendy is the president of the West Torrens District Cricket Club.
Okay. Yep.
All right. What's your announcement?
Well, the announcement is, is that they've offered me an official ambassador's role for the West Torrens District Cricket Club. I got so emotional with it.
Aww.
I've accepted the role.
Oh, you said this was a big announcement.
It is a big announcement. I'm sharing because I like to share these things.
Now,
what's your problem?
So
I'm very honoured.
So you were offered this role, is that right?
Absolutely. Why?
Now,
why?
Right.
Be careful.
I'm going to give you.
Stay in your lane.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Yes.
Were you offered this role as an ambassador of the West Torrens District Cricket Club?
Yeah.
Or did you get on your hands and knees and beg for it?
Craig.
Andrew Capel told me, he said...
He wouldn't have said that.
You came up to him.
No.
Was he involved?
He was. Right, yes. Right.
Did you ask to be an ambassador? Now, who the hell asks to be an ambassador?
Jars, remember our pillars.
Yes.
Honesty.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Honesty and honesty. Right.
And gee, thank you for reminding me that as the CIC of this organisation, what was the question again?
Were you offered or did you ask to be an ambassador?
I'll look you in the eyes. I was offered.
You liar! You liar! You were on your hands. Can I please be an ambassador? You were asking to be an ambassador, just hoping that you can turn up and watch a bit of cricket and drink free beer and eat. And
bollocks.
Eat Samboy chips, salt and vinegar.
That's incorrect.
That is dead set true.
No, we discussed about, I always walk around the oval down there at Henley Footy Club, and I see the lads training, and I'm very proud to be, and I said, I'd love to get involved to help the club because I'm down there at times helping them out.
And you said that, and can I be an ambassador?
No, I didn't say that.
You
and
did.
If he doesn't take that back, he's going to be the...
He said, he's 100%, can I be an ambassador? You're asking to be. This is embarrassing, G.
Look, I might have mentioned something.
This is the Rush Hour.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
G'day, Joe from Semaphore Park. Welcome, mate.
G'day, Jars. How are you?
Oh, good, mate. Good. Now, your AFL football side would be?
Adelaide Crows.
That's the boy. That's the boy. Okay. Yeah.
What do you do with yourself, Joe?
I sell farm supplies.
Oh, hello. Gee, lucky Burns not here.
Yeah.
Right up his alley.
Yeah. What do you sell?
Oh, chemicals, fertiliser, anything to do with farms.
Well, Greg needs a little bit of fertiliser for his little rug that he's rolling with these days, don't you, buddy?
Well, you could do with some new seeds on the top of your head, mate.
Oh, Joe from Semaphore Park. What'd you say then?
What?
You missed that.
I did miss
that. What happened?
Right,
come on.
Joe, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Yep. Say pass and we'll come back to that if we need to.
Okay.
And we've got multiple passes if we need to. I'll take your first answer. Have some fun with it. Listen to the questions carefully. I've got Greg Blewett and Emma G, let's play.
In what sport can you score a birdie?
Golf.
In what year was the Adelaide 500 last held?
2019.
Which oval has the Adelaide Crows identified as the site of their new headquarters?
Debenham.
Which driver has won the Bathurst 1000 the most times?
Peter Brock.
How many seasons did Taylor Walker captain the Crows for?
Five.
Which city hosted the Australian Grand Prix between 1985 and 95?
Adelaide.
What is the name of Essendon CEO who resigned this week?
Pass.
What sport is Kelly Slater famous for?
Surfing.
How many clubs did Kevin Sheedy coach?
Two.
World champion Magnus Carlsen is accused of cheating in which sport?
Chess.
Okay.
Joe, that's fantastic performance.
Fantastic. Just ran out of your time a little bit.
Was but terrific.
Yes. Very measured. Calm.
That's the word, G. Right, let's just check the scoreboard, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Ooh.
8 out of 10.
Joe, well done.
Well done, Joe.
What's he got, Jake?
Joe, we're going to give you a double pass to the Australian Supercross Championships, round two of the fantastic Fox Australian Supercross Saturday, October 29 at Adelaide Showground. Tickets at tickettech.com.au.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate. Thanks
good
for playing.
You, Joe.
Have a good weekend, buddy. All right, let's go.
Will do. Thank
okay.
You.
Well
what
done.
A nice young man.
8 out of 10.
It's not the weekend for another day.
Yeah.
But in my world.
What is your world? It's an interesting world.
Emma G, number two, please.
In what year was the Adelaide 500 last held? He said 2019. It was 2020.
Oh, so close.
But it's back. Mm. It's back, baby.
It is.
Number seven, please, Gregory.
Andrew Thorburn is the Essendon CEO who resigned during the week after 30 hours in the job.
It was 26 hours.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought we
our
said
producer
we
got
went
it wrong.
30.
No, it was officially 26 hours he was in
right.
the job,
okay.
not 30.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I'll take
and,
your word for it.
Just a bit of clarification on question 10, which we were discussing earlier about the world chess champion who
yeah.
was mm-hmm. accused
Magnus.
Of cheating. Magnus.
What happened, G?
Apparently, he played some suspicious moves.
Mm. Yeah.
And he had opened up an engine, like an illegal chess engine, to help him work out what his best move options would be.
Wow.
And that's how he apparently cheated.
Where did he keep the engine? Where was that stashed?
No.
Where do you stash a little engine
a little chess
when you're
engine?
Sitting there playing chess?
What, it was on his computer. He was playing online.
Wow. Oh, online.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah. Now, there's also producer saying he is right, 30 hours. So I don't know where you got your 26 from. Jazz?
Up next.
Moving
what
on.
What do we got, G?
Yeah, what do we got?
Brekkie rumours.
Oh, no, nah, there's just
happening?
A little bit of a rumour. But also, I did these old diaries. I used to, as a wee boy, I used to keep diaries of
So you used progress. To write to yourself?
Well, I just every night when I finished footy training, I'd go and lie on my bed and I'd do a little, you know.
Journal entry, journal. A reflection on
so
the
I'm
day.
So I'm going to share
Love
my
that.
Diaries.
Oh.
Right. Andrew, you've got a beautiful right leg. Congratulations.
Now, okay. I just found some old diaries that I used to when I was a wee boy, all right, back in the day. And the boss said, well, why don't we just share some of your thoughts back then? So I've got a diary here. I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. This is September the 18th, 1978. I was asked to do a play at my school. Here's the diary.
September the 18th, 1978. Dear diary, I'm in disgrace and my acting career is over before it even started. You see, earlier tonight, our class put on a stage play. Oliver.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family.
And I was starring as the Artful Dodger. I've never acted before, but when they were casting, Mr. Van Zanten said there was no one else in the school who was better qualified for the part, diary. All three rehearsals, Mr. Van Zanten would pull me aside and say, Andrew, you are the Artful Dodger. Just be yourself. I told him I thought the character lacked something, but he just kept telling me to take the role to the next level. That's when I hatched my secret plan, diary. So tonight, with Mum and Dad and Darren in the front row, I gave them the Artful Dodger like they've never seen him before. When I came on stage, the whole theatre was silent. And then everyone started to laugh. I guess it was because I was dressed like Elvis. I tried a few hunger, hunger, and thank you very much. But it was too late, diary. All I saw was Mum and Dad and Darren sneaking out the hall. A very angry Mr. Van Zanten running toward me with a fire extinguisher. I took off as fast as I could, leaving a trail of Elvis bits all through the school. I copped it as soon as I got home, and apparently Mum said to Mr. Van Zanten, who was in tears, when he rang looking for me. I wonder if there's an artful way I can dodge him at school tomorrow. Oh, good night, diary.
And it's true. I played the Artful Dodger in the school play.
Mr. Van Zanten was onto something.
At Holden Hill Primary.
So what was your role? Like, just
I was the Artful Dodger.
And what does he do?
Well,
he's the leader of the criminals, the gang of them. He's a pickpocket, and he leads them all in their criminal cunning activities.
In the play, Oliver.
And what's Elvis got to do with it?
No, because I wanted to do something different to spruce it up. Yeah. So I found an Elvis outfit.
And what was the fire extinguisher doing anyway? What's that got to do with it?
I've got another one next week.
Excellent. I'll go into the mind of Jars when he was 12.
That was good. I like that.
It's the Rush Hour.
This is the 5 o'clock hour on the Rush Hour. I've got Greg Blord. I've got Emma G. Good to catch up with John Olsen from the Adelaide Crows earlier in the show regarding the Adelaide Crows proposal for the new headquarters down at Thebe. They had a council meeting last night with 300 residents. So catch that chat on
the Listener app, LISTNR, where you can download it for free. Yep.
So I thought he spoke well.
He did.
Chairman.
Yep.
Greg, just quickly, cricket down there at Karen Rolton, shield game between Victoria and South Australia, D1.
Yep, Jason Gillespie was on the Rush Hour last night previewing the game, the big snorkel. 7 for 220, so SA, the Redbacks won the toss and elected to bowl.
Yeah.
So the only thing is, Will Sutherland is 83 not out, so they need to get rid of him. Yeah.
Is the lights on down there?
Negative.
Negative. Right. You know, 20 overs to go. Well, it's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock, but they started at 10:30, anyway. So they're due to finish at 5:30, aren't they?
Yep. Anyway, West Coast have inquired about Port Adelaide star Dan Houston regarding this trade between Port Adelaide, North Melbourne, and the West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
I don't think they'll get Dan Houston, will they? But there has to be a player.
They've from Port asked Adelaide. About him. Yep. And Brad Crouch is the other one, isn't it?
Well, that's
Matt Crouch.
Matty Crouch.
Matty Crouch. They reckon there's, the Advertiser reported this morning that there's three clubs interested in Matty Crouch. Yep.
Okay, good stuff. Now, Greg, what about the news coming out of Triple M regarding the beer?
This morning on Triple M Breakfast with Rujits and Loz. Well, they officially launched our new Triple M beer.
In a world with war, high petrol prices, and no local teams in the finals, finally, bringing back something to get excited about. This summer, Triple M beer is coming back. Bigger and better than ever. Triple M beer part two. Triple M.
Let's get an American to voice over a Triple M beer.
You're just jealous.
Stuff.
Someone's getting jealous.
All right, you do it. Say, this summer, Triple M beer.
No, but I'll say it as an Australian. This summer, Triple M's new beer.
You do it well.
Okay.
So now, Triple M's beer is back. Point two. Yeah, that's right. So last year we did a lager. And this year is a pale ale.
Yes. Well, you interviewed Craig from Big Shed Brewing.
I did.
And he basically said what they were trying to achieve out of this beer.
Yeah, I caught up with him for the SA Uncorked podcast, which is on the Listener app. But he's the owner of Big Shed.
So this year we'll go, we'll make an ale this year, which is still in that safer sort of range. Like it's not out there. It's not a frosty fruit inspired beer by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a 4.3%er. You get out, you know, you knock off work, you finish mowing the lawn, or you're having a barbie with mates. That's what it's for. So, you know, every beer has a place. And the Triple M beer is no different.
So we've got some here for you guys to try.
Yes.
Have a little sip, Jazz.
Thanks, G.
Okay.
Fresh.
You want some of the first people to try it. What do you think?
I can taste a little bit of fruit in it, but you know,
lovely palate.
Very dangerous because it is very easy to drink.
Right.
That goes straight down.
Ooh. Perfect for summer. Drink responsibly, obviously. Yes.
Yep. Now, be listening to Roo, Dits and Loz to win your way into the official Triple M beer launch party. We're doing that, Jazz.
We'll be there. All right? Triple M
so
rush
knock
out.
The top off a few free frothies. What
How
about
much
that?
Beer have you
a
had,
few
Greg?
Free frothies as you watch the rush hour. That's us broadcast That's live it. From the Big Shed Brewing on Thursday, October 20.
Yeah, big party down there at Big Shed at Royal Park.
Nice.
Big Shed Brewing, and they're turning 10 as well. So two reasons to celebrate. Be part of the celebrations.
Righto.
Head to bigshed.beer.
Few free frothies. Say that quickly.
You put your teeth back in.
Few free frothies.
Now, I talk about my wife, Catherine, quite a lot on this show.
You do.
And I just want to clarify that I love my wife very much. Well, I mean, we've got a great relationship where we can take the mickey out of each other every now and then.
I think that she needs to have a good look at where she's going with you.
Well, she knows exactly where she's going
with
me.
The way you treat
Catherine. Straight to the top.
All you care about is your golf sticks.
Oh, I can't wait. I got fitted today.
Oh, you did too.
It's going to be about a 3 week
wait. So where's this? What's happened?
No. So the other day, so we've been together. It was our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations.
The other day,
nice.
8 years. But we've been together for longer than that. So closer to 10 years probably. I know Catherine. And she did something the other day that I'd never heard her do before. All right. Let's keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I'm not saying anything.
All right. So 133353. We want to get your sort of, whatever it is. But here is Catherine doing something that's pretty amazing, really. Go.
Okay, babe. Let's go with this amazing talent that you say you've got.
Righto. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHDFEDCBA.
Very impressive. Where are you going to use that?
Nowhere.
That is so good.
So
how did she do that?
So that was the alphabet. backwards, Jars, and quite quickly as well. It was elite. Very good. So, and exactly what I said. Mm. Where are you ever going to use that? Like, what is the purpose of doing it?
So you think that's a useless talent?
It's I tried to do it. I can't get in.
Don't ask me.
Try.
No, not at all.
Go.
No.
Go.
No.
Just try and do a couple.
No, I'm not going to
use it. Go and try and do a couple.
It's not to me, it's a wonderful effort by Catherine.
Yeah, but where can you ever use that?
You can't. It's
useless. Yeah, it's a useless talent. Okay. 133353. What is your useless talent?
Mm.
Our producer,
Tommy
Basso.
Oh, on Tinder.
Have you got
G'day,
one
Tommy.
As well, have you?
I'm not. I think Catherine's is much more impressive than mine.
What's yours, young man?
I can do pi to 14 digits, I think. So it's not over.
Like
impressive.
The number pi.
Yeah. As in the number pi.
Yeah.
There you
go.
3.14159265 358979 and 355.
That's so good.
That's pretty good, isn't it, Jill?
Yeah. Now, again, that's impressive, but what
useless.
The hell are you going
to
do?
If I ever need to figure out the circumference of a circle, I'll be
to
over
the most accurate point.
Right. It's useless.
Okay.
No, it's a useless talent.
It's a good party trick. That's impressive for the girls, I reckon.
I can pick things up with my toes when I'm too lazy to bend over.
I think everyone could do that.
Yeah.
That's a talent. That's a useless talent.
Such as? What can you pick up?
Oh, like Lego what? And stubby. And
pencil?
A stubby.
Remote control.
Gross. No one wants to touch that afterwards.
So we're going to the phones?
Here we are. 133353. What's your useless talent?
What's your useless talent?
Yeah, because my wife, Catherine, can say the alphabet backwards. She did it the other day. Here it is.
Okay, babe. Let's go with this amazing talent that you say you've got.
Righto. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHDFEDCBA.
Didn't miss it.
Very impressive. Where are you going to use that?
Nowhere.
Brilliant.
So good.
So good.
Talented, well done,
but useless.
But it is useless.
Yeah.
It is useless. 133353. Let's go to Leo of Wattle Park. Good afternoon.
Jars, how you going?
What's your useless talent, young man?
All right. You can do this, actually, while I'm talking to you. Even if you're sitting down, it's fine.
Yeah.
With your right hand, point out and do a clockwise motion.
Okay.
And with your right foot, do it anti-clockwise.
Oh, not easy. It's not.
Right?
That's hard.
So you just, clockwise with your hand and with your right hand and anti-clockwise with your right foot.
Yep. Not easy.
I'm doing it.
Not easy.
No, you're not. Yes, you're sitting down. I'm standing up.
He said
up.
You can do it sitting down.
Well, can you?
Yeah, it's not easy, but I've mastered it because it's so important. I spent weeks learning it.
Good boy, Leo.
And now I'm a legend for it.
Well done, mate.
Because I've made heaps of money out of it.
That's a boy.
Good.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Leo.
Thanks, Leo. Let's go to Ashton at Para Hills. What's your useless talent?
Well, I can lick my elbow, and I've won many, many beers at the pub.
Lick your elbow.
Go on, have a crack.
Oh, no, yeah. Good flexibility.
How do you do it?
Go to the pub if you want and they can witness it.
Hang on, what's...
I'm at the cabin, mate. I just got here and I can lick it in front of everybody. They can witness it for me.
So is it the... You got a big tongue or you're really flexible in the shoulder?
That's where it is.
Oh, a bit of both, mate.
Bit of both? Nice.
He's rolling with a Gene Simmons type tongue. He's got a big... Well done, Ashton.
Excuse me, but lady. Can I get your witness, mate, licking my elbow? Thank you.
He's at the pub.
Confirmed.
That's good enough.
He's at the pub.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Ashton. Barb from Ranella. Barb, welcome to the Rush Hour. What's your useless talent?
I can name the top 10 off the table.
Well done. That's impressive. Go.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon.
Good speed, too.
Congratulations.
Good speed.
Did you learn that trick in high school? Hey, Cheerly, Beeb, Knopf, that one?
Oh, yeah, but I could never remember that.
Well,
so I just had to remember those. But, I'm a bit older now, and that's like about 40 years ago or plus. And the boys, my teenage boys, are still dumbfounded by it.
Brilliant.
Very impressive, Bob.
Yeah, good skill. All right,
thanks,
let's go to Derek from Taparoo. Derek, please give us your useless talent.
I can get goosebumps all over my body whenever I want.
can you?
It's called, it's actually a group of people in the world, but it's called voluntary piloerection.
Serious?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the most, joyful things to have.
When have you found it useful?
A hot shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hot shower.
Yeah.
Just relaxing or you know, something beautiful or, you know, something just, I don't know, anything.
That, and you get the feeling as though you're cold when you can do it?
No, not at all.
No?
No, just the goosebumps and, you know, all that blood to the surface and all your hair stands on end, you know, like your hairs in your arms and your eyebrows and your back and neck and nice, the whole shooting match. Yeah. Nice.
Just on cue. Okay. Wow. Oh,
beautiful. And he's got goosebumps talking to us.
Is that right? Let's go to Bailey at Gawler. G'day, Bailey. What's your trick?
Boys, I can get a alum snake, stretch it out, put it up my nose and pull it out my mouth.
No!
Oh! Stop it!
What? Oh.
And I can hold either end and bring it through either side.
Oh, stop it! Bailey, no.
It's a good party trick. The boys give me that at the footy.
Oh, geez, that'd make the eyes water, wouldn't it?
Snakes. Jeez. Yeah, Wally. Good on you, mate. Well
that's
done.
Great.
Some great stories there.
Who are we giving the prize to, Jazz?
Barb
with the periodic the table. Yeah. That is very impressive.
I don't like cricket. I love it.
Love the great man, KG. Worst game day experience at a live sporting event, bar none, for the cricket last night at Metricon Stadium. Australia take on the West Indies. Watched it. Where was the crowd? Why was there only 5,000 people at Metricon?
Good question.
It looked like it was a COVID game.
I agree.
Now, I know these are warm-up games.
Yep.
But it was rubbish last night.
Yeah, no, it was a bad spectacle, wasn't it? I turned it on as well, I turned it on. I was like, "Where's the crowd? Like,
Greg?
Were they locked out? Very, very weird." And then they sort of panned around, and there was a crowd in a section. And that's what they do. They do it at other grounds as well, where they just section off the crowd. But yeah, only 5,000 people there. I think maybe they were. Are they waiting for the real stuff to kick off? Because there's lots of T20 cricket coming up.
These are your two countries playing against each other in the World Cup. So you'd thought there would have been 25,000 people there. Australia had their best players playing, right? But it was an absolute shambles. Cricket Australia, and I don't think it's their fault. I think it's the ICC because they're running the World Cup campaign, aren't they? So, but a broadcaster seeing that. Channel 7, no wonder Channel 7 want to get out of their agreement with cricket.
Do they?
Well, yes, they do. No. It's been disastrous cricket. That was poor last night watching that.
One bar and two food stalls for the entire crowd. So the line for a beer is an hour long.
Wow.
That was
farcical, Greg.
And there's a photo. So someone put it on social media. That's disappointing, if that's accurate.
Well, and I'm led to believe there's more warm-up games coming between all the countries because it's not far away, the World Cup.
No.
Starting in our country.
On the 16th of October.
That's been next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're locking the gates at the MCG in Junction Oval for the other warm-up games.
What do you mean? Why would they be locking the gates?
Well, good question. They're not letting patrons in. So these.
Well, maybe they're not. Yeah, maybe it's because they're not. Because that would be for some of the I don't want to be, you know, some of the lesser sides.
Yeah, correct.
And they're probably not expecting too many to come along, so they don't want to employ staff.
Yeah, but let people go and watch, Greg.
That's the first I've heard of it, mate.
That's disappointing. And that'll be an ICC directive too, not Cricket Australia. I reckon they'll be disappointed hearing that. But that's the news I heard earlier today.
What did you think of the game last night, Australia? They just snuck over the line, Australia, didn't they?
So I'm putting it in perspective. It was a warm-up game. That's all. Some of the catches were dreadful. Some of these
West Indies should have won that. They dropped a couple of dollies in the last over.
Yep.
And Australia dropped a lot of catches as well. So it was both teams.
I'm not going to jump at it. I'm just going to wait because they're warm-up games.
Both teams were a little bit rusty, I would have thought, last night. And let's not forget, the West Indies travelled. They were in the plane or travelled from A to B. Yeah. So left the West Indies, got to Australia. Yeah. Took them 35 hours in transit. And then they've had to turn around and play that game 2 days later. So
they'll be fatigued.
They would have been a bit,
out on the town. They don't mind going out, do they, the West Indies boys?
The boys like a little bit of...
Now, who's this batsman you reckon hit? And you've got a bit of coverage because you come out on a tweet this morning.
Well, during the game last night, there was a guy called Kyle Mayers who opened the batting for the West Indies. He was just playing a shot of ball, but one of his shots was... And I put it out on social media. Mm-hmm. It was the best shot I've ever seen in my life.
Go.
It was a... So...
Describe
just
it,
to try and describe it, Cameron Green was bowling, and he was probably bowling about 140k, 145, 140k. a little bit short and wide, but you'd probably expect like a square cut. Yeah.
All right? So he's a left-hander?
Left-hander.
Yeah.
And he, the balance was unbelievable, just a little step across, and he, it was a back foot drive, which is the hardest shot in the game.
Is it
a back
really?
Foot drive.
Oh, wow.
But he lofted it into the second tier. It went 104
Get
metres.
Out.
Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, smacked. Jeez. That is huge. First six, and it's an upper decker.
That was an unbelievable shot. That is a terrific shot. You just don't see that sort of shot too often because that is so hard to play. To get that much power, that is a freakish shot.
Well, this is a bit of calypso cricket. Oh. Just open the front side of his body and check that ball over extra cover into the second tier. We spoke earlier about it's going to go hard to beat past that cover drive for shot of the game. Look at this. Just punched it right out of the middle. That's gone into the second tier. Calypso at its best.
There you go.
So Mark Wall was one of the commentators there, and he doesn't hand out too many
compliments,
superlatives. Yeah. And he was, you could tell, he was just...
Upper decker.
Upper decker. Now, often you see like a slash, like a square cut that just flies away and it goes behind square. But this went right, this was probably about...
Flush.
40 metres in front of square, and it went over 100 metres.
So you sat
honestly,
there
I've never seen anything like
it. With your
like
third glass of red wine last night going, this is the greatest shot I've ever seen.
It was fourth glass.
It's the rush hour.
It's the rush hours.
We're off and about.
Whoa, I forgot now.
One, two.
Top three.
All right. We asked Adelaide Crows chairman John Olsen if he expects the Isaac Rankin deal to be finalised this week. This is what he said.
Number three.
I certainly hope so.
Right.
Over the last few months, we've put a lot of effort into this. We want a real focus on that.
Okay.
Isaac coming back underscores Jordan Dawson coming back means the Adelaide Footy Club is now a destination club for South Australians wanting to return home.
Johnny Olsen on the Rush Hour. So we always love him coming on, don't we, Jars?
Yeah.
Now, we had a bit of a debate about the chess world is just up in arms about some cheating by young Hans Moak Niemann.
Right.
Who's been pulling off some dodgy moves by the sounds of it. And you, Jars, tried to explain what he's been doing.
Number two.
Magnus Carlsen is accused of cheating in which sport?
I read this the other day.
Chess. I didn't. Yeah. So what did he do?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
You
read it. Tell us.
Well, he just tried to use the queen.
And,
but he should have used the king, and he got caught by the cameras.
That is totally made up, and we need to apologise because it wasn't Magnus who cheated.
It wasn't, no.
Magnus accused Hans of cheating.
Yeah. Righto.
Hans Nemo.
Nemo. Righto. And what's number one, mate?
Number one is, I recorded my wife... saying the alphabet backwards, which is never going to...
It's a useless talent.
It's a useless talent. Yeah. So we took calls and Bailey rang us up with his.
Number one.
Let's go to Bailey at Gawler. G'day, Bailey. What's your trick?
Boys, I can get a Allen snake, stretch it out, put it up my nose and pull it out my mouth.
No! What?
And I can hold either end and bring it through either side.
Stop it! Bailey, no!
Impressive.
It has
gross.
To be an Allen snake by the sounds of it.
It does too. And what colour?
Oh, he said red.
There are some great calls too in regards to the useless talent.
Yep, absolutely. So,
well done.
So enjoy the show. I've got a good talent too. I can make you disappear, Jars.
Me.
You ready?
Yeah, what?
Come a bit closer.
Boom!
Set him.